Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
There are lots of things you can do and everyone gets to, it's like choose your own adventure.
Right.
People get to decide what they like best.
Right. And it's all about knowing all of those different ways that you can, like on the bike, there's just the button. There's the one button that changes the gears. Well, as in the human body, there's a bunch of different ways, a bunch of different levers that you can push that's going to change the gears. So that's super, super important. It's episode 245 of the Simple Human Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick. And there's Jim. Two human beings.
She's not a host.
Being human.
She's not
been
replaced.
She's not a what, excuse me?
I said she's not a host.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Two human beings being humans. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it is Dr. Joe Miusma. He is the fearless CEO and chief toxicologist at Superior Toxicology and Wellness, an international scientific consulting firm that he founded. And so I'm really excited to talk to Dr. Joe Miusma. I'm hoping
that we're saying that right.
That's how you say it. We have some housekeeping, and he's going to hop on in 7 minutes.
We have to teach you how to clean out the vacuum cleaner. Some housekeeping.
No.
Get it?
No. No. that was a metaphysm. Euphemism. And you might be hearing ads when you're listening to our show on iTunes. Okay, I have some exciting news, humans. Please just be okay with that for now. And just, you can fast forward through them. You can just fast forward. They're like 30-second minute ads. They're at the beginning, middle, and sometimes the end.
Also, we've been doing this for, we have made no money for like 8 years doing this. So.
And we got our first deposit. Rick, would you like to share the honors of how much money was in our account?
Joy to the world. $3.24.
No, it was $2.97.
Oh, I guess they took tax.
Oh, wait, maybe it went up in the last. Maybe we got some
you
more.
Should, I thought that was what you sent me.
But
it's
like, so, oh, but that's exciting because that means that on this new Red Circle platform, we are like, we have enough downloads for advertisers to actually say, hey,
we'll give that guy $1.50.
We'll give him like $1.50.
to ruin his show.
And I don't think and those shows and those ads, it's not like whatever ad is on the show is the ad forever. Like that ads will run for like a month at a time and then they'll get pulled. And if we start tanking and nobody chooses to advertise on us, it'll go back to no ads. But if you see ads, just know that is a little bit of money. And when I say a little bit, I mean that quite literally. It's just a little bit of money.
We do this for another 15 years, you might pay for that computer you just bought.
Yeah, no, or way more.
Actually,
than
not even
15
close.
Years. Yeah. But it is great. I got a couple of shows uploaded. It's been very fun. 245 shows, a lot of shows. It's funny, like we'll record, like we recorded like in December some shows. And the ones that I just recorded, I listened to the intros because I'd have no recollection. Yeah. Of what we talked about. And I'm like, oh, aren't we fun? okay, there's one other thing that I need to say. Three other things that I need to say.
Poop. Butt.
And that's all you know. I got three words to say to you, Rick. All right. Now listen. Ever since the Lincoln,
I wish I could do that with my hair.
Isn't that amazing?
Like I wish my hair was thick and lustrous like that. It's just long and stringy like a drug addict.
So I will say this: the Lincoln commercials and Cyrus and that whole deal. I was kind of like out on the whole McConaughey. I didn't really know anything about him. He's just I don't know about this guy. I'm about eight pages done with this book that I'm reading with my eyes.
You're actually reading a book.
Actually, Jen is reading it aloud to me.
Is she doing the voice?
Cyrus. And I'm telling you, I am as big of a Matthew McConaughey fan. Maybe not as big as this guy. But
I won't give an eye roll because he gave a really impassioned,
pretty great
7-minute video that I watched this week about what's going crazy.
My unbelievably true life story starting with pumping iron.
God, we could do a whole show of inside jokes.
Arnold.
Mark's brother, Brad, Mark has two older brothers, they're twins, Brad and Jeff. Brad was like an Arnold super fan growing up. Like,
had all his movies on
creepy,
VHS.
Kind of like not safe super fan almost, like bordering on dangerously weird. And God, had posters, every movie, every book. Just the
Yeah. So
Pumping Iron is just the most ridiculous movie you've ever seen. And that guy ended up being the governor of California.
He is a very interesting. And Matthew McConaughey is also like, his story is just like, it blew my mind. He's the youngest of three boys. Guilty as charged. Cyrus. And I just watched True Detective because I'm like all into this Matthew McConaughey thing. And I watched
the first season.
It was incredible. I watched it like 3 days. I was like,
I can't believe we didn't tell it. Mark was mad at the group chat that we didn't talk about this like 5 years ago when it was new. But
Steve says that
we did.
That you did. And I just.
I'm certain we did because like I was all about that show. Hey, don't look at the book. Spell his last name.
MCC.
Oh, Mark.
A-N.
Nope. Look at me.
MCC.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to teach you the easy way to spell
it. The N is Yugi.
M-C-C-O-N-N-A-U-G-H-E-Y.
H-E-Y.
H-E-Y.
Yeah. I remembered it. It's M-C and then Kona. C-O-N-A. And then Yugi.
That's a hard name to spell.
U-G-H-E-Y.
I have a friend
Dang
who
it.
Can like spell it like without even looking it up. And
do you remember
pretty wild.
Kelly Couch in AC, at ACU?
Yeah.
Her last name was spelled, it was Couch, and it was K-A-U-I-T-Z-S-C-H.
I do remember that, yes. Because her boyfriend lived with me and got us evicted out of a house because it was like an 80-pound dog like in the house, everything up.
Didn't they get married?
Oh, yeah. Here's a funny story about that. So see if we can maintain some level of anonymity here.
Yeah, don't make me bleep.
I won't. So in college, me and him and another guy, we shared a house, and her husband, we'll call him Jay, that's his initial, he was a huge jerk, just the biggest, just most arrogant, just Rick with a P of all time. Well, he ended up getting us evicted out of this house, and I was like, you know what? I have nothing, like I'm out with this guy. Well, God, this is when I was still in patrol, so this is probably like maybe 5 years ago. I'm, you know, middle of the night. It's like 4 a.m. I'm just chilling in my car, waiting for the next job to happen. And there's an alarm that goes out at a business. He owns a string of like places that make smoothies. He owns like four or five of them.
The Queen's and, place?
Huh?
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not the Queen.
Royalty.
Maybe the other one.
Yeah.
Well, so and it's not. It's like literally. It's across the street from where my area is. So I don't get to go. Well, the officer that gets there sends me a message, and I'm looking across the street at them. Like, I can see them from, like, 100 yards away. And he sends me a message. Say, hey, the guy who owns this place says he knows you. You want to come by and say hi? And I just went, nope. Just went right back to sleep. Wouldn't even cross the street at 4 o'clock in the morning 100 yards to be like, hey, man, what's happening?
That's
like,
hilarious.
Nah, I'm good. I don't need to see that guy.
That is funny. And it is 8:30, so now
it is.
The trick is going to be for Dr. in to pop into the waiting room. Did you get snow?
We got like really fat flakes, but none of it. I mean, it was like 40 the day before, and so literally the second it touched the ground, it melted.
I also have. Well, hold on. I'm gonna save. No,
you guys got a bunch, didn't you?
We got like a ton. Let me show you my snowman. Jeez.
Did you just say that's what she said?
No.
Because I don't think she said, let me show you my snowman.
I do have a good story. We have to do the intro for the Brittany Baker one, and I've got a story for that with a picture. Oh, here's Dad at the bakery.
I remember that.
He listened to that show that we talked about when you burn your hand.
Did we get the story right?
Sort of. So we were very close. So there's my 7-foot snowman. And you can see yourself.
When Mark sent that, I sent a picture from like the part of Dumb and Dumber where he uses the carrot and the two coal.
I knew exactly. And then I do have this exciting news to show you.
Mark is a cat person.
I made
Tell me the story of how you have a picture of a cat in your lap.
I made a cat friend. Okay.
Okay.
So I've always grown up, my brother Jeff and dad, super allergic. They hate cats. I've always hated cats. I have not been super sweet to Gilly.
You've seen her like once.
Well, I mean, like in the background, I'm always like, oh, you're a stupid cat.
She's my best friend, Mark.
I know. Sorry. Hang up. so that's our neighbor's cat. And they just got it. And it will like come in our garage and it will come into our backyard. And when it breaches the perimeter, I'm not happy. I like will shoot at it with an airsoft gun. I'm like, get out of here because the butt juice and the whole thing. Okay. Well, during the snow day, we're outside and she came up and she started like rubbing up against my legs, you know, like doing this whole thing. And yes. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll pet you. Well, then I stopped petting her and she started doing like the.
Like rubbing her tooth on you?
Like to try to get me to keep scratching her. And we sat there for like a half an hour.
Mark, how can you not like.
And now we're friends.
Look at this face. Look at this face. How can you not like this face?
Because that reminds me of Pet Sematary and The Shining.
Oh, she's so sweet. She's my best friend. Oh, look.
Yuck. No, not only dogs did that. Meanwhile, my dog, Roger, has this big tumor in his mouth, and he smells like Satan's crotch.
What are you doing? I have cat hair all over the place now.
And he has no teeth, and he has his ear gunk that was always have to scoop out with a toothpick, or a toothpick, a Q-tip, and I had to get like baking powder and like put it on his mouth and his teeth.
Mark, maybe it's about time.
Okay, so let's do this. because it's 8:33, let us, we're going to go to, he's not in yet, we're just going to assume that he is. We're going to stop the recording, and next time you see us, we may not be in these clothes, we are going to be
it's going to be in this clothes.
We were going to be, it's black t-shirt, I wear it every day. We're going to be with Dr. Nieuwsma, so here is the interview.
You there?
I am here.
We did it.
All can right. You guys see me?
Yes, we can. Awesome.
Okay, well, you... And we're recording, but will you pronounce your last name for us?
Nieuwsma. Just like you're reading news to your ma.
I said I said Nieuwsma.
That's the Hawaiian pronunciation.
Oh, is it?
trying to you're trying to invoke every vowel.
Right? Nieuwsma. Yeah. All right, so where are you right now? Obviously you're in a room with white walls. Like where in the world are you?
I'm sitting in my office in Denver, Colorado. Actually, it's Erie, Colorado, about 20 minutes north of Denver. How about that?
Rick, do you see the sweater that he has on?
I do. I'm going to try not to fight you. I'm a huge Dallas Stars fan, I got to say.
Well, they almost made it last year.
It was a spirited contest that we came out on top in overtime, game 7. I mean,
and then Dr. Nieuwsma has left the conversation. And,
no, man, I love it. Hockey is the greatest sport on earth.
So, are you from
the best player in the game right now? You've got McKinnon is the best.
Oh,
I think.
Absolutely. Vegas is saying. Colorado has the best chance to win the cup, but you know that's why they play the games because you never know.
Absolutely,
I disagree.
You never know.
I believe that Wayne Gretzky is the greatest player, Rick. Okay. Not whoever you just said.
Mark, the adults are talking. Let's go busy yourself here.
That's hilarious.
So, Doctor, where are you from originally?
I'm not really from anywhere. My dad was a career Navy guy, okay. So. I was actually made in California, born in Japan.
Explain how that – what do you mean by that, made? Can you go through that process for us? I'm not sure how that works.
Between conception and birth is 9 months. So, no, I have – my dad was a career Navy man, so I was born in Japan, and I lived in North Carolina, a couple places in Virginia, Illinois, Maryland. I went to undergrad in Michigan.
Dang, where in Michigan?
I went to Central Michigan University for in Mount Pleasant.
Hold on, don't tell me.
Mark has this thing where he knows an athlete who went to any school in the planet Earth, and so he's trying to come up with.
Oh, there was a quarterback in the early 2000s from
Hogaboom,
yes.
Dallas.
Dang it! Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And another more modern one would be Dan Marley, played for the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
In the NBA.
Oh my gosh, I hated him as a Mavericks fan. Yeah,
I was actually there when Marley played. So
really? Oh my gosh! So it was M A J E R L E or something, wasn't it?
Don't have any idea. It's just one of those names that everybody always butchers.
Right, Majorly, like yours. Yeah,
there's an A. There's something.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Alphabet soup.
So that's very cool.
And then I went to graduate school out in Colorado, and I was working for Dow Chemical, and figured I'd just go get a PhD and go back and work for Dow Chemical. But when I got to Colorado, and you realize you could actually see the sun between November and May, I was like, who the hell would ever go back to Michigan?
Right. That's funny. All right. Well, hey. So very quickly, we're gonna Rick set up the birthday game.
Okay, we don't know really why or how we started doing this or what the purpose was, but this is just what we do. Mark and I each get two cracks at guessing your birthday, the month and the day, not the year.
Okay.
Don't give us any hints. I'm the only one who's ever got it. I nailed one time like 5 years ago, and that's the only time it's ever legitimately happened. So, one of these days, we'll get it a second time. I will go first because Mark wants the odds to be greater for himself.
He's got 1 in 364. You got 1 in 365.
Exactly. So we're going to go with April.
This guy is a doctor.
April 21st.
You're wrong on the month, and you're close on the day.
Sometimes they give us hints. October 22nd.
No, you're farther on the day and farther on the month.
Dang it, another hint.
It's February 20th.
Okay, believe it or not, honestly, Mark's not going to believe me, but I was thinking when he went, I was like, I'm going to go something around like February 20, in the 20 of February.
Yeah, range. Yeah.
Rick, well, then you would have gotten your second one right on the nail.
Yeah, sure. Woulda, shoulda. If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that how that goes?
Right. I think the phrase is, balls said the queen, if I had two, I'd be king.
Okay, so
quickly followed up by I have two and I'm still not king, said the prince.
We're just gonna do this the rest of the time.
That's fine.
So
it's all good.
Doctor, give us your version. We've done a more formal intro already in the intro of the show, but kind of give us your Cliff's Notes version in your own words, kind of how you got to where you are today. You kind of already covered some of it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, where I am is running Superior Toxicology and Wellness, and the overlying trend of Superior Toxicology and Wellness is looking for new ways to solve old problems. So it's a consulting firm that does most of its business with pharmaceutical companies, and we're always in the safety business, making sure that the employees that are making tablets and capsules aren't getting hurt by the drugs that they're making, the tablets and the capsules, because they're dealing with chemicals that are designed to have an effect on the human body. And if there's a pathway of exposure, those drugs will have that effect 100 times out of 100. So in addition to that, I'm involved with a company called Twin Oxide, and Twin Oxide is a product that when you replace chlorine in drinking water purification with Twin Oxide, you remove carcinogens from the drinking water. You know, most people would think that's a good thing. The engineers and bean counters that are in control of water treatment plants seem to think that the general population is okay with carcinogens in their drinking water. When you take the question to the people, we get a very different answer.
No way.
Yeah.
So it's a new way to solve old problems. And the wellness part of Superior Toxicology and Wellness is really aimed at the guys, you know, that have taken 30 years off to work, earn money, raise families, do everything for everybody else but themselves. And they wake up one day and they look in the mirror and they see a fat guy looking back on them and they say, how the hell did I ever get here? And with that premise, there's a wellness section that'll be available on my website, superiortoxicology.com, very soon. I just actually got a text from my web developer saying it's almost done, that gives very practical advice for things you can do to improve your air, to improve your water, to improve your activity, to improve your drug profiles. And Superior Toxicology and Wellness is really aimed at trying to take a 300-pound fat guy that's really only 150 pounds on the inside and see if we can walk him back down that path to taking control of his own wellness. Because you have to be in control of your own wellness before you can make any long-term change that's going to take root and actually be successful. So that's what I'm trying to do in this day and age. And basically that's it in a nutshell.
So like there's this misconception. Well, I don't want to lead the witness here and saying this is a misconception, but there is this idea that
you could try.
Yeah. If you are this, or big, like you said, like a big, great, great, big, unhealthy person, that is the sole reason for that is that you eat too much and don't move enough. Period. The end of story. That is all that's there is to
there
it.
Are no other factors.
Right.
It's literally those. It is a willpower issue over those two things.
So talk
you
about.
You guys have said that a lot, and it's very powerful. But yeah. You're full of.
So take.
Sorry, listeners. The guest just called your host full of shit.
Well, so but take that idea and like and explain why that is such BS.
Sure.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I like to say, big does not always mean unhealthy.
Right.
You know, my last name is Nuzma. It's a Dutch from the Friesland Islands in the North Sea. And I have been told, I've never done the research, so I'm just, passing on conjecture, that the Dutch are in the top, 2% of the largest people on the face of the earth. And so large doesn't necessarily mean unhealthy. You know, I go to my physicals and my parameters are all fine. My blood pressure is fine. My cholesterol is fine. I just got a big ass. It's just that simple. So the thing that you're looking at is you got to make sure you're comfortable where you are, and you have to base your own unique situation, because everybody is unique.
Right.
You have to base your own unique situation on something that you're comfortable with. You can't go to those government tables, which are just ridiculously low, and say, well, let's see, I'm 6'2" tall, I need to weigh 211 pounds.
Yeah, I'm obese.
If that were the case, if that were the case, I would look like I just walked out of the Bataan Death March.
You know, it's funny, like you say that part. I remember hearing a story back in his playing days. Herschel Walker, great, Heisman Trophy winner, former, NFL
1982.
1982 Heisman Trophy.
I know who he is. He's a great, great ball player.
He was talking about, like, at his post-career, he was looking at joining the FBI, but he was not, they wouldn't let him apply because his height-weight ratio showed him to be just tremendously
obese.
Overweight. And he's like the most physically fit human being that's ever lived in the history of the world because he's
Isn't that crazy?
So much muscle that they're like, oh, sorry. Fatty, there's no way we could have you representing the FBI.
And the guy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
That called Herschel Walker fat died that day. And so
probably because they knew Hillary. But, my most cherished memory of Herschel Walker is him breaking the perfectly good bat right over his knee after striking out once. I mean, it's just like wham right over his knee. Yeah. That was awesome.
Awesome.
Just plain awesome. But let's get back to the picture of health. And it's not just about eating less and exercising more. You know, there is a book that I just read. It's called The Obesity Code by Dr. Fung.
Yeah, read it.
By Dr. Jason Fung. Yeah.
Read it 2 years ago. Yep.
And that book gives you the roadmap as to why you're fat. It's all about spiking insulin levels all day long and developing insulin resistance. And the fact of the matter is, if you let yourself get fat, the deck is stacked against you because the fat get fatter.
Right.
And it is so hard to battle back against the modern dietary regimen of the United States. And, you can say simple things, and this is part of my advice, shop the perimeter of the grocery store, eat whole foods and eat raw. But what I even back it up to even simpler. In Superior Toxicology and Wellness, about food, what I say is, since, 90% of the people eat four times more than they really need to, my mantra is eat half and mostly plants, and you're going to make some difference.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's kind of what we talk about, like when we're talking about how our, the simply human lifestyle, we have four pillars. We have, eat like a human, move like a human, sleep like a human, and enjoy life like a human. Well, you're talking about eating like a human, how we were designed to eat.
Exactly.
To eat plant-based foods. Not saying that you need to be, you know, a vegetarian, but like, you know, more plants than meat, but, you know,
mostly plants.
The outside aisle of the outside rim of the grocery store.
Exactly. Kind
of like embodies exactly what we're talking about here.
And if you really get in a pinch, you can say that barley and hops is typically a plant, so beer is okay.
Yes. Yes.
Just don't have 14 of them.
Right. Right. Yeah. Just drink a beer with dinner.
Store where they sell that on the outside, right?
Yeah.
Shop a million groceries, 5 to 1 where beers on the outside.
That's a great idea.
There's like ice cream. You only go to the grocery stores that have the desserts on the outside. Like I'm doing what they said.
It's that bakery aisle. It kills me every time.
But let's. You've got. I know you're suggesting interview topics. You've got intermittent fasting on there. We had a review a few years ago. Saying that intermittent fasting was like the latest fad and it was this ridiculous. I can't believe these guys are going in with this newest thing. And like our response to that is no, like this isn't like a new thing. It's like the whole barefoot running thing. This is how humans were designed to move. Humans are not designed to eat every 2 hours and keep that insulin spiked. And even if you're not eating a whole lot, if you're overweight or have insulin resistance, it doesn't matter how much you're eating. If your insulin is, you know,
nothing's
raised all
change.
Day, you're gonna keep you know,
exactly.
absorbing
exactly.
that fat.
Exactly, nothing's gonna change.
So what, like, I know, like, and then when you tell people who are so comfortable, and a lot of our listeners, you know, that have iPhones, you know, they aren't wanting for a whole lot of things. Of course, there are people in the world that do want for things, but most of the people listening to the show, when you tell them, like, you know, to do something uncomfortable. Like don't eat except at night or skip a whole day that you don't eat. Uh-huh. That is so that's like telling someone to take a cold shower. Like that's not even
that's
like
right. You rip your arm off and beat you with it.
Yeah, like there's no way. But that's like
there's hardcore intermittent fasting and there's beginner intermittent fasting.
I'm going to put hardcore versus beginner.
Both of them help. Yeah. And your 300-pound fat guy, you got to start in the beginning. You know, beginner intermittent fasting is you eat your dinner the same time every night between, you know, 5 to 7 or 8 p.m. unless you're 65 and then it's at 4:30. And then you just wait to have breakfast until you absolutely are feeling super hungry because you're going to get 12 hours before you even wake up. And if you can push that to 10, 11, or even 12 o'clock, that gives you a very good period of washout for not having spiked insulin levels all day long. And the insulin washout is critical to give your body a chance to try to eliminate some of the insulin resistance that's going on.
Right.
And you can couple that with better food choices. So you're not eating the stuff that has just an outrageous glycemic index, which spikes your insulin every single time you eat it.
Right.
And you need to do a little bit of research on that because some of that is surprising and some of that can be misleading. But if you're interested in it and you do the research in it, you can make some very easy choices, which, you know, for instance, pistachio nuts doesn't spike your insulin levels. Who knew that?
Right.
And they're good for crying out loud, especially if you buy the bag of them that are already shelled. You got lazy man's pistachios.
Well, I was going to say, I used to – when I you know, you go through, you get like a bag of shelled cashews and you're just shoveling cashews in your mouth. And I'm like, wait a second, Simply Human, how are humans designed to eat cashews? It's a lot of freaking work to try
it
to
is.
Shell. Yeah. I want, you get through 4 cashews, you're like, screw this. Yeah.
I'm it's done like eating crab legs, you know?
Right,
I mean,
right.
You got to rip the suckers apart before you can get at the meaty stuff.
Right.
And it only takes one claw that works and you won't eat that thing again because it hurts.
Right, exactly. So you mentioned in some of your stuff, you know, how do you reduce risk of cancer and other diseases,
right?
Does this fasting thing, like the toxicology, how does all that play in with the, you know, because that's a big, cancer is everywhere, you know, like how do
sure,
we
absolutely
yeah, how do we get
with the best thing you can do to avoid cancer is to keep your body in an alkaline state. Cancer cannot grow in an alkaline state. Cancer grows in an acid environment. And how do you do that? Well, two of the major things that are always overlooked are get good rest, not just sleeping all day long.
Or not taking an Ambien and passing out.
Right? And hydration.
Yep.
Most of the population is chronically dehydrated. If you do those two things, you're going to move towards the alkaline side. You can also do specialty things, drinking alkaline water, you know, and staying away from the acidic foods and that sort of thing. But the hydration is probably the most important thing The good rest helps with all wellness because it just ties everything together. And the body only heals when you're at rest.
Well, and if you
and go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you think about like the when you're making a list of things that you go the shortest amount of time where there's like a negative effect, right? I think of the top two to me is sleep. If you go one night without sleep, that next day you are
done.
Disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's dependent on age too.
Right.
You can do it when you're a lot younger,
right.
Yeah, when you're 52 like me, it kicks your butt.
Yeah. Well, a few weekends ago, there was a Saturday night. I fell asleep at 11 o'clock. I woke up at midnight and didn't go back to sleep. And I know all the tricks. I'm doing all this stuff. My head was in a weird spot, I guess. And so the whole next day I was a complete disaster. So I think of sleep and water are like the two things that you just mentioned, rest and water. Like, that's not that hard to comprehend, right?
It's not. Yeah. And you couple that with better food choices, you know, eating half and mostly plants.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you run your water through any water filter, even if it's a clean sweat sock as opposed to a dirty sweat sock. You know, any water filter, a carbon filter in your fridge is good. You know, the zero water five-stage filter is better. That's what I tell people, that if they don't have a lot of resources, go get a zero water filter. The best is a reverse osmosis. You know, it's all about what you can do for what resources you have. And everybody can do something,
right?
Because you can always run it through your sock and take out the sticks and twigs and crickets.
Yeah, I've had a bragging montage. I have had a reverse osmosis under the sink filtration system for like 10 years. And so I even have one installed at my office. So I've got it up there, and it, you know, my kids are only drinking that, and it's just I just changed the filters out. You change them out once
it's
a
fantastic.
Year. It's super
that's
easy.
That's the best thing going.
Yeah, and so that's great. What about like the air filters and stuff? Is that I know a lot of people probably don't even know that they have to change their air filters in their house.
If somebody does not have an air filter, and most people have a filter on their furnace in their house, and that's just a particulate filter, but if there is no filter in the environment where you live, your air filter is your lungs. It's that
your
simple.
Nose.
But
yeah.
The best air filters I've found are the ones made by a company called EcoQuest. They've changed their name a couple times. I think now it's called Valera or something. They're a combination of ion generators and ozone generators. So the ions weigh down the particulates and they fall out of your breathing zone. You get more dust in your house, and the ozone is activated oxygen. It kills all of your microbes. So if you have one of those, then you're getting a lot of crap out of the air before you're taking those deep breaths.
Right.
And you're extending the filterability of your lungs, if you will. That's a scientific term.
Right.
But yes, you can do simple things for the air, for the water, for your food. And the other thing is you can also use other disinfectants to kill things like mold. You know, every house in the world has mold. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is add water. Brand new drywall coming out of the plant has mold spores. It gets wet, it's going to grow mold.
Right.
And the best way to grow mold, it's not a product on the market yet, but it's coming. It's going to be using twin oxide in a bowl of water, like an aquarium with an air stone in it. And so you're gassing your house with chlorine dioxide, twin oxide, and that's going to kill all of those airborne microbes, including that virus that your TV tells you to be scared of right now.
Right. And Rick used to gas my house when he would spend the night in high school.
I bet.
Sometimes he would.
It was reverse osmosis, all right.
Well, Twinox, I would take care of that too.
Gross. Okay, we have about 10 more minutes, 9 more minutes.
Sure.
Let's talk about there's so many different things here.
Sure.
What about medications? That's a thing now. Very few people
I tell you.
In the world aren't taking some sort of medicine. What's the deal with all that?
People wake up and they find themselves on multiple drugs. I call that polypharmacy. And that happens because people have more than one doctor.
Huh.
And doctors don't have time to look at what you're already on and what for before they throw their one, two, or three drugs at you. And before you know it, you're on a half a dozen things. On superiortoxicology.com, there's a program that I have. It's called HOPE, Health Optimization Prescription Evaluation.
Say that again. Health Optimization.
Health Optimization Prescription Evaluation.
Got it.
And basically what I do is I have people fill out a form. They tell me what drugs they're on. And I'll take the time to do an extensive analysis and give them the questions they need to take back to their physician to essentially say, Doc, prove to me I need to be on this medicine.
If I'm on this one and this one and this one and this one. Yeah,
exactly. Right, right. And every single one of those analyses that I've written, every single one without fail, there's been drug interactions. That means when you're taking drug A and drug B, they get together and do something funky that could potentially hurt people.
And they're not testing
Most
that.
Most people don't know that.
Isn't it true that they're not testing that in the pharmacy
no,
labs?
They don't test
they're
that
only
at all.
Testing the one thing and the then they release thing. It into the wild. Yeah.
And if you're on six things,
they're not testing
you're
that.
Throwing those six things into the mix and they're all getting to play in the sandbox.
Right. Oh man.
So yeah. I take the time to go through their physical history and talk with them if I don't have enough information before I issue that report that they can take back to their physician and say, Doc, can I get any of these out of my profile? And the last one of these I did, the lady was on 12 drugs and 17 supplements. Jeez. And in those 12 drugs, there was five areas of therapeutic duplication, which means she was taking multiple drugs for the same thing. Right. So we were able to help her a lot. And I eliminated, let's see, there's 17 supplements. I left two in her profile and added one called C60 Complete. And that's carbon 60, which is just the best antioxidant on the face of the earth. And it's combined with curcumin and black seed oil, which are two fabulous natural products with hundreds of years of benefits behind them. That product in and of itself, I call the Fountain of Youth. It's marketed by Pure Bella Vita and Live Longer Labs, but it's C60 Complete. You go to C60complete.com. Okay. And that one is definitely something that I would tell everybody in the world to try. I got my 80-year-old parents on C60 Complete. Wow.
So to the Hope deal, is that, can you go to superiortoxicology.com to find that stuff?
Okay. Yes, you can. And there's two buttons, one for five drugs or less and one for six drugs or more. It's not free, but it's not very expensive. Well, yeah. It's like $125. Yeah, so, yeah. Yes, definitely. And the people that are on the statins, I highly recommend lots of different strategies to get off of those. The people that are on the antidepressants, half the world's on Prozac. Jeez, for crying out loud.
More than
there's
that.
No reason for it. Yeah, none. Yeah. So
we should probably do a whole show just on that at some point in the future.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wrapping up here, I got a few. We have a few kind of end of interview questions that we're going to ask you. So. What is something that you enjoy about life, or something you do that makes life more enjoyable, like a hobby, or just something that other than watching hockey? You know, you already
travel.
Mentioned that. And so, where are all places?
I love to travel. You know, my wife told me once that her favorite job was being the family travel agent when she was retired from being a pharmacist.
Well, you just say let's go here, and she's like, got it. And she's like booking everything.
We're actually an anomaly because we're timeshare owners that use them all.
Right.
And love it. You know, my kids have been to Disney World 10 times.
Dang.
You know, my daughter's 22. My son's 19. And he's a high-level hockey player. He's playing junior hockey right now for the Northern Cyclones organization in Hudson, New Hampshire.
Whoa.
And I'm also a scuba diver. So, you know, I'm an island junkie. I've been to St. Martin. I've been to Grand Cayman. I've been to Aruba. I've been to St. Lucia. I've been to St. Thomas. So travel would be, what do I like to
awesome.
Do?
Is yes, travel. Hi, Rick. I have been to St. Lucia. So, thank you very much. Okay. So,
I've been to Oklahoma.
Shut up. Okay. Here's another thing. If you were to recommend, like we already mentioned the obesity code. What are some books, resources, and maybe not even having to have anything to do with like nutrition, maybe just like self improvement. The one I always talk about is Anti-Fragile. I love that book. Any books that top three or four books that you recommend to people?
Well, like I said, the obesity code is fabulously educational. Other ones that I've gotten a lot of good information out is Good to Great and the 10X rule. And, you know, I got one on my desk right now that's written by Jimmy Buffett, and I can't wait to read that one.
That's what we need. It's like, you know, you've got all these ancient Stoics, which I love reading all this, but like sometimes it's good to get the old Jimmy Buffett book or to get out the Matthew McConaughey book and read about him.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett has a flying boat that he keeps his windsurfer in, his bikes in, his bunch of band gear, and he flies around looking for places to go flats fishing, and then gets a boat out of his airplane and goes back to where the fish are. I mean, that guy's got it going on. And he said in that book, he's lucky enough to have had the same summer job for the last 30 years.
Yeah. How cool is that? That's the life right there, man. That's great. Well, okay. So last thing is tell everybody, we already talked about Superior Toxicology. Are there any other places? Where can people find you? How can they connect with you?
They can connect with me through superiortoxicology.com. If that's too hard, just Google Dr. Joe for Hope and you will find me.
Okay.
Dr. Joe for Hope.
Google Dr. Joe for Hope. I'm gonna do that right now. Awesome. All right. Well, like I said, like I don't know. I may shoot you an email and get you to sign back on, and maybe we can do like a, because I know one of your bullet points is like positive attitude and how that can help, and the whole Prozac thing, and like maybe having a conversation about that, I think would be beneficial, especially when mental health is kind of a big deal.
Oh, totally.
Right now. So,
because one of the keys is you gotta quiet the noise. You gotta find a place to get away from everything, just to connect with the universe.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Collective conscious is what that's called.
Awesome. Yeah. Gosh, there's another book that just popped in my head. We can just be referring books all day. Dr. Neusma, I'm sorry we had a little miscommunication on the front end. Thank you for hanging with us and doing this.
No worries.
Awesome. And I will email all the folks whenever the audio and the video versions go up on their respective platforms.
Sure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Go Stars, I guess, Rick. Is that
Go hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, go hockey. Indeed. Yeah. Well, it may be like 3 weeks because the whole Stars team has COVID right now. So it may be maybe a while before they get to play.
Well, they'll lead the league because when they win their first two games, every other team had already played 40.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Dr. Neusma, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, man.
You're listening to the Simply Human Podcast.
It's Dr. Neusma. I said it wrong at the beginning, but it is Dr. Neusma. And say that like right off the top.
You should start asking for the pronunciation guide and then email.
I know, that would not be that hard to do. Anyway. That was fantastic.
It was.
He was a funny guy. Good energy. I liked him. Cool. So that's a thing. I love... Sometimes we get really complicated.
Not complicated, but I know what you're saying. Like we have with messages that are like, sometimes it's kind of out there. Yeah. We have to like do a lot of work to pull them like closer to reality.
This
sometimes,
guy, I mean,
like,
it's
this
like,
one is like right as
sleep,
is,
drink
as
water.
As, yeah.
Don't eat every like 2 hours. Give yourself a chance to like reset and lower your insulin, all that. So
his message lines up pretty perfectly with what we've got going on. Just be simple about it. Like, you know, you don't have to do anything super crazy, super complicated. Just get a lot of sleep, drink a lot of water, try to eat mostly plants and don't eat quite as much. And, you know, it's not, if we don't all look like, you know, like Instagram models, like we're not supposed to all look like Instagram models.
Like this
you
guy.
Can't all look like that guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're healthy, then you're healthy. You know, you have to obviously have to be comfortable, and that's, you know, that's something that's part of it also, being comfortable mentally with what you look like or whatever. But just size in and of itself is not an indicator. It is not the number one indicator of those times.
Can I look like this guy?
All right. Yeah, it's Arnold.
Ridiculous. There was one other thing that I was going to say when you were saying you can't, we can't all look like, we can't do, what were you saying?
Can't all look like Instagram models.
Before that, what did you say? Dang it.
Don't eat quite as much.
Oh, I was going to say like the whole intermittent fasting thing, like I've gotten to where like, you know, the whole one meal a day deal, like, you know, and I'm eating healthy stuff. Like it's so easy. And like the percentage of my like week where insulin is in my bloodstream, keeping me from burning fat for energy is very, very small, you know? And so I just feel like there's it's almost like you can create a little bit more wiggle room, not to say that that's what it's about. It's like trying to create things where you can like cheat. That's, you know, that's not, I hate that terminology, but it's like, you know, if you have a beer, if you have, you know, some dessert at Thanksgiving or, you know, it's not like the, oh, I fell off the wagon. And then you go down this slope of just self-destruction, you know? It's just like, make a good decision, the next decision you make, and everything will be fine. So, anyway, okay. It is 9/11. We did a show. 9/11. That's 9/12. Yeah.
There. Let's wait till 9/12.
12. All right. So that. is going to do it for this edition of the Simply Human Podcast.
And remember,
they required us. They required us. Maybe that should just be the end. Remember, my unbelievably true life story, starting with pumping iron. So until next time, enjoy yourself.